Stellae of Kars the Herald. Memories of the New Kingdom, Volume 3. Translated by the Scriptural Research Institute in 2025. Published by Digital Ink Productions in 2025. Foreword. The New Kingdom era of Egyptian history emerged from the darkness of the Second Intermediate Period, when the Theban dynasty drove the Hyksos out of Egypt and went on to conquer Canaan and Nubia. The fall of the Hyksos dynasty appears to have been largely as a result of the Minoan eruption in Greece, which darkened the sky of Egypt and blanketed northern Egypt in up to 2 meters of ash. The Tempest Stellae from Karnak described the effects of the storm reaching all the way to southern Egypt during the era of Amos I, the pharaoh who ultimately drove the Hyksos from Egypt. The sections of the Tempest Stellae that describe the effects of the eruption are damaged. However, the lines that survive read,
"The gods express their discontent. The gods of the sky come with a tempest, and it darkened the west. The sky was unleashed without
damaged text.
More than the roar of the crowd
damaged text
was powerful
damaged text
on the highlands, more than the waterfall at the cataract of Elephantine. Each house
damaged text,
each shelter that they reached
damaged text
were floating in the water like the barks of papyrus by the royal residence for
damaged text
days
damaged text
with no one able to light the torch anywhere. Then His Majesty said, this surpasses even the power of the great God and the wills of the divinities. His Majesty descended in his boat, with his council following. The east and the west were silent, as they were naked.
Damaged text.
After the power of the God was manifested. Then His Majesty arrived in Thebes.
Damaged text.
This statue, and it received what it had desired. His Majesty set out to strengthen Egypt and stop the rain around him, and he provided them with silver, gold, copper, oil, clothing, and all the other goods they desired. Then His Majesty returned to the palace, life, health, strength. Then His Majesty was informed that the tombs had been flooded, that the sepulchral chambers had been damaged, that the structures of funerary enclosures had been undermined, that the pyramids had collapsed, and all that existed had been annihilated. His Majesty then ordered the repair of the shrines, which had collapsed all over the country, and the restoration of the."
This period of destruction was shortly before Amos I launched his successful invasion of northern Egypt and captured the Hyksos capital of Avaris. The reference to the collapse of the pyramids is likely when the adobe pyramids of the Middle Kingdom collapsed, as the only thing that would normally cause adobe to collapse is intense rain. The adobe pyramids of the Kushite Empire are still standing after 3,000 years, however, they are in the desert. Kars, sometimes translated as Keres, was the herald of one of the queen mothers named Aotep at the beginning of the New Kingdom era. There were two queen mothers named Aotep at the beginning of the New Kingdom era: Aotep, the wife of King Amenhotep I, and Aotep, the mother of King Amos. This stele was erected during regal year 10 of King Amenhotep I, and therefore it is accepted that this Aotep was his wife. King Amenhotep I was the king of Egypt between approximately 1557 and 1537 BCE. This date is based on the radiocarbon dating of the mummy of the previous king, Amos I, meaning the stele would have been erected circa 1547 BCE. Kars was a senior